I remember many years ago,
我记得有许多年前,
I heard a story about a pastor.
我听见一个故事是讲关于讲牧师的。
He preached on a message.
他是在MSH上面他在证道。
It was well received, and so the next week he came up to preach again.
所以听众非常听到他的那个信息，非常的得到鼓励。然后这个牧师又第二天继续来讲。And
the congregation felt that it was the same message as last Sunday.
所以这次听众们觉得，哎呀，这个信息好像跟上个礼拜是一样的。So
they thought maybe the pastor Lao Hu Tu maybe forgot that he has preached this message already.
所以他们在想，是不是这个牧师他好像有点糊涂了。
The third Sunday, he preached the same message.
So finally,
somebody asked him, he says, Pastor, do you know that you've been preaching the same message for the three Sundays?
最后终于有人提醒他，他说，牧师啊，你好像已经讲了第三遍了。
He says, I know.
他回答说，我知道。
But I repeat the message because you have not learned it yet.
因为我这样重复，因为你们还没有真正的学到。
So I was here preaching last July.
所以我在这里也是一样，我来再重讲一遍。
Have you learned?
七月份我来的时候讲的。
Have you learned how to exalt Christ to our unity?
所以你们有没有学到，真正我们在主耶稣基督里，我们寻求合一。
Because if you don't raise your hands, I'll preach the same message again. How about that?
如果你没有举手的话，我就要把上次的信息再讲一遍。
No, I will not preach the same message.
不会的，我今天还是不会再把重复一遍。
But I want to follow from that message.
但是我愿意接着上次我讲的。Because
in that message, we talk about how in our unity, Christ will be glorified.
因为那个信息是讲的，我们怎样能够在主耶稣基督里，我们真正成为合一的时候，我们能够荣耀主。And
how we can do that is we submit to one another out of love.
所以我们怎么样能够这样做呢？就是当我们彼此顺服的时候。And
remember the four. Oh, sorry.
因着爱彼此顺服的时候。And
that love is expressed by four character qualities.
我们讲到那个爱，它我们可以从四个方面来表示。The
first one is humility.
第一个是谦卑。The
second one is gentleness.
第二个是我们讲的是温柔。Third
is patience.
第三个是讲到忍耐。And
the fourth is loving forbearance.
So 第四是我们也是彼此互相的宽容。And
remember, I said to you that we cannot on our own develop those qualities.
因为我们知道我们自己是没法在这个四个方面，我们能够活出来这样的四个方面。That
is why we need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们要来顺服圣灵。And
then also submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
当然我们要顺服我们的主耶稣基督。
So now I would like to ask you this question.
我现在想来问一些问题。
How many of you would honestly say that you experience the love of God in your life?
我们有多少人，我们真是凭着我们良心来说，我们真正的感受到主的爱？
And if you say yes, I do experience His love.
如果你说是的，我是真正的感受他的爱，他的爱。
Then do you experience that on a regular basis?
如果你是感觉到他爱的，是不是每一天都有感觉到是在他的爱中？
If you said no, I don't quite experience God's love that is taught in the Bible.
或者你说，我还没有真是经历到圣经里面所讲的主的那样的爱的时候。
There seems to be a gap, a big gap between what the Bible teaches about God's love and my experience of His love.
所以那就是我们中间存在一个圣经里面所讲的爱和我们自己所经历过的爱，好像中间有个很大的一个距离。So
if that is your situation,
如果是你是处于这种状况下的话，then
let me ask you another question.
那么让我再来问另外一个问题。How
would you explain the big gap?
你怎么来解释这个中间的这么大的一个差距呢？
Would you like to find out what the major reason is for this gap?
你要不要想知道？ 到底这个这么大的差距是怎么会来的？
Before we go further,
让我们下面更进一步之前，
there's a lot of research regarding the family.
我们知道有许多的一些做一些调查和研究是关于家庭的。
And the finding is this.
他们所找到的一些研究的一些结果。
That one of the major factors influencing who you are today is your family of origin.
因为他们发现这个研究的发现就是说真正能够影响你到底是在这个你是成为什么样的人的时候它最大的影响是你的原生家庭。
Have you discovered that?
你有没有发现过这样的这样的事情？
Have you seen how your family influenced how you view yourself today?
包括你有没有发现你自己这个你所成长的家庭怎么样影响到你自己看包括你自己看你自己是什么样的人？
Have you discovered how your family origin shaped your value and worldview?
所以你有没有看到你的原生家庭怎样是塑造了你自己和你自己的世界观？
Have you also learned that your family of origin influence you how you view success?
你有没有觉得包括你的原生家庭是怎么样影响到你看到这个什么叫做成功
how you handle anger?
你怎样来处理解决这个生气或者是愤怒
how you handle conflict?
怎样你来处理解决这个有矛盾的时候
How you handle sadness
你怎样来处理当你有沮丧的时候
And how you view sex
包括你怎么样看待男女之间的事情
A lot of these were shaped by your family of origin
包括这些事情都是你的观点看法都是从你的原生家庭很有关系的
So let me give you a few examples
让我来给你一些例子
And before I say that,
当我讲下面之前
this morning we will see how our family has influenced us in a positive way.
我首先先早上讲一下我们的家庭怎样是在负面的对我们的一些影响。
And we need to thank the Lord for that.
我们要对不起，正面方向，我们的家庭怎样对我们正面方向的影响，我们首先要感谢神。
But at the same time,
那么同时。
Because maybe our family of origin are not Christian.
我们也知道有的我们的原生家庭可能并不是基督。
Or they may be Christian.
有可能他们是基督徒。
But it's possible for us to practice what we call unbiblical family practices.
但是所活出来的，我们所传下来的，可能并不与圣经所教导的符合。
But our intention here is not to blame our family or our parents.
我们今天在这讲，不是说我们要怪罪于我们的原生家庭或者我们的父母亲。
But rather, we would like God to help us deal with the sinful pattern that has been passed on from generation to generation.
我们是让神来帮助我们，怎么样来处理和斩断我们与这个原生家庭所传下来的旧的这种遗传。
So let me give you a few.And biblical family practices.
所以我来举几个例子，关于是与圣经方面不符合的一些家庭的一些遗传。
For example, our view of success.
我讲第一个，我们关于怎样看待男女之间之情的事情。
Success.
对不起，怎样看待那个成功这件事情
？It is getting to the best school, right?
是不是我们进入最好的学校呢
？It's making lots of money and upwardly mobile.
或者说我们是要挣很多的钱或者说我们的地位越来越高
It's getting married to the right person
或者是找到一个非常好的一个对象
And what if you fail to achieve or attain this criteria for success
所以你怎么觉得如果这个成功是有这些标准所组成你怎么觉得
What do we say to ourselves
我们怎么对我们自己来说呢
I failed my parents
我就常常我们自己会说我们可能没有达到我们父母亲的他们的希望
I'm a failure
我是一个失败者
And then before you know it
当你认识到这些之前
Satan will give you a lot of reasons why you have no future
恶者撒旦他会借着各种机会说你没有希望了
Because we have never turned and asked God What is your definition of success?
因为我们从来没有向神来问求神你怎么看待什么是成功
And we could be a Christian for a long time.
我们有可能是我们已经是做了很长时间的基督徒了
But we are still hearing those lies from Satan and from the world.
但我们仍然从这个世界或者这个撒旦听到他们这样的谎言在我们的当中
How about expressing anger?
怎么样来表达我们 的愤怒呢，或者是怒气呢？
Oftentimes we've been hurt by anger in our family.
因为我们常常是也在家庭当中，我们也受伤，因着愤怒和怒气，我们也受伤。
We would say that anger is dangerous and bad.
但我们常常会觉得，这个讲到一讲到生气、怒气，是一个不好的事情，是一个很危险的事情。
Especially if we've been the victims of verbal abuse.Or domestic violence.
特别是我们这些如果受到家庭里面一些言语上面的虐待或者一些家里的暴力。
But not addressing the issue of anger does not solve the problem.
如果我们不知道怎样去真正解决有这个怒气在里面的话，这愤怒在里面的话，没有解决任何问题。
Besides, if we are honest, oftentimes we get angry to make a point.
我们有的时候好像觉得你要想真正让人听见或者知道你的观点的时候，只有用怒气来发表。
Because we think that's the only legitimate way of expressing anger.
所以你这个时候你觉得这个是这样发怒气是对的。
By the way, what does God say about anger?
但是神是怎么说关于这样的发怒怒气呢？
Next, let us look at conflict.
再让我们一来看看当有冲突的时候。
We will say, let's avoid conflict at all cost.
我们常常会想到我们尽量避免所有一切的冲突。
When people get mad at us,
当时有人对我们就不满意了，不高兴。
Whether with our fellow students or our colleagues at work,
或者不管是我们的同学也好，或者我们的工作的同事也好。
Just ignore them.
就尽量避免他们，不跟他们有冲突。
Or terminate the relationship.
或者是跟他们不来往。
But let me ask you this question.
但是我问你这样的一个问题。
Can God redeem our conflict for his glory and our benefit? Can he? Do you believe in that?
神能不能借着这些我们之间的冲突，能够让我们让他得到荣耀呢？
How about the issue of grief and loss?
关于如果讲到我们有沮丧和悲伤的时候，
Does our family tell us that it is a sign of weakness?
说不定我们的家庭会跟我们说，你如果有沮丧、有悲伤的时候，这是一个软弱的表现呢。
And yet we see all around us people having symptoms of depression.
我们知道我们在周遭我们看到许多人，他有很多的忧郁和压抑。
That's why in our country.There is an epidemic of painkiller drugs. Use of painkiller drugs.
所以我们可以说我们现在真是像一个流行一样瘟疫一样的，我们都需要用这种止疼药来治疗我们自己。
And you begin to say to yourself,
你可能自己会对自己这样说
：If I carry so much pain,
如果我是身上有这么多的忧郁或者疼痛的话，
Perhaps sooner or later I will be addicted to this form of prescriptive medication.
所以我有可能到最后不得不用这种药物来治疗。
But at the same time, how can God bring healing upon our sorrow and pain?
但是从另外一方面，我们怎么样能够真正从神那里得到真正的医治呢？
Have we asked Him to help us in this regard?
我们有没有求神来帮助我们来？做这个医治的工作呢。
The next issue is the issue of sex.
那么下面我们另外一个方面就关于讲到男女之间的情欲的问题。
Sex is not to be spoken of openly.
因为我们在公共场合很不愿意提起这样的事情。
And yet in our society,
包括我们在我们的社区当中
，It is fine to have sex outside of marriage as long as it's between two consenting adults.
如果你是在我们社会的观点来看，这些是关于成人之间的事情，哪怕你是在婚姻之外的事情。
With society loosening our moral standard，
因为我们这个社会现在是把道德标准是一再的下降。
Do we fear that sooner or later we will also compromise in this area as well？
所以你们会不会觉得我们慢慢这个方面我们的标准？也会降低。
But have we asked ourselves, what does God teach about sex?
我们有没有问神，神是怎样来教导关于男女之情的事情？
And how can he give us the power to protect our purity and commitment?
他怎样能够给我们真正的有力量，能够让我们能保持贞洁。
So today I would like to read two passages.
好，今天我要在这里，我们一起要读两处的圣经。
Let me say what the theme of the message is.
第一，我先要提醒大家一下，我今天要讲的题目。
The theme is after we trust Christ as Lord and Savior, we need Him to redeem us from the sinful pattern in our family of origin, so that we can love authentically in His family.
所以今天那个信息的主题是。当我们相信基督为救主以后呢，我们需要他把我们从原生家庭的罪恶的模式当中救赎出来，因此我们可以在基督里基督的家中去真诚的相爱。
It is my prayer that you would do this after you listen to this message.
也是我的祷告，当你听到你这样的信息之后，你也会照着我的话语去行。
And so the biblical basis is found in Mark chapter 3.
我们圣经今天是讲到所找到的是讲到马克叫马可福音三章三十一到三十五。
OK, 好吧，我们先用中文念一遍。
好，下面我们先一起用中文念一遍，是马可福音三章三十一到三十五。当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”就四面观看，让周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
Okay, let's read it in the English.
下面我们再用英文来念。
Okay.Then his mother and his brothers arrived, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Answering them, he said, Who are my mother and my brothers? Looking about at those who were sitting around him, he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God,He is my brother and sister and mother. Okay, let's pause here, and I'll skip reading of Galatians until later, okay? So the outline for today, there are basically two points, okay? First is trusting God as Savior and Lord results in rebirth into His family.
所以我们主要有今天要讲的有两点，一个是信耶稣基督为救主，然后呢得重生进入神的家。
Mm-hmm.And the second point is need Christ to redeem us from the sinful pattern of our family of origin.
第二点是需要基督把我们从原生家庭的这种罪恶的这种模式中救赎出来。
So first, if you look at Christ, the way he identified who his family is,
如果我们来看是讲到主耶稣他的家，讲到他的家的时候。
Remember? Yeah, the story is,mother Mary was look and brothers were looking for him.
因为这个故事的开始是讲玛利亚就是耶稣的肉身的母亲和他的兄弟来寻找耶稣。
He was teaching a number of people.
所以那个时候耶稣正在教导许多的人。
So when Mary sent for people to inform him that she is looking for Jesus,
当玛利亚在派人去告诉耶稣说他们正在找他。
Jesus asked the question, "Who is my brothers and sisters?"
然后耶稣所以在这里和大家说，谁是
？Who is my mother and my brothers?
谁是我的母亲和弟兄
？Okay, and then behold, my mother and my brothers are those who do the will of the Father or God.
所以主耶稣说，看哪，凡遵行我父神旨意的，就是我的兄弟姐妹和母亲了。
Doesn't it appear a little strange for him to say that?
当你听到这个，你觉得好像当耶稣说这个，好像是不是有点奇怪
？Especially among us who are Asians,
特别是在我们亚洲人当中，如果讲这样的话的话
，that we are very loyal to our family, biological family.
因为我们是相当于忠诚我们自己的家的。
But why did Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣这样做呢？
Why did Jesus differentiate between his biological family and his spiritual family?
为什么耶稣在这里说到有分到两个家庭，一个是他的在地上的这个肉身血肉的家庭和另外一个属灵的家庭。
Does it mean that Jesus was not caring of his biological family?
难道是说耶稣根本不在乎他在这个属肉体的家庭吗？
No.
不是的。
One of the last things that Jesus did before he died on the cross,
我们知道主耶稣最后做的一件事，在他被钉上十字架之前
，was to make sure that his mother was looked after by his beloved disciple, right? Remember?
他是记得他确认他的母亲当耶稣被钉之后，他会有人照顾他。
So if he loves and cares for his biological family, what was his point in differentiating between biological family and their spiritual family?
所以主耶稣基督他是很在乎他的家庭的肉身的家庭的。
What is your answer?
但是他为什么又要分开这两个家庭呢？
I think the point that he's trying to make here is this.
但是他我想他要在这里告诉我们的。
The biological family is very important.
我们在肉身的地上的肉身的家庭也是非常重要。
Because many of the things that who you are today is because your family.
因为我们所以现在所做看到的事情，包括我们现在能够在这里，也是因为我们这个肉身的家庭。
Maybe their academic ability，
包括许多的好的事情，包括我们在学术上面的一些成就。
Their musical ability，
或者我们一些音乐的天才。
Their love for people，
他们爱人。
You have been impacted by them in a positive way，
因为真实也是受到我们原生的家庭的影响，是
从一个
正面的影响。那么我问你一个问题
：Is the biological family forever？
你是不是我们在地上的肉身家庭能够持续到永远呢？
No.
不是的，不是的。
That's why, oftentimes when I officiate a wedding，
常常当我在主持一个婚礼的时候
，I will give the benediction。
我会得到里面给他们来赠告。
But one thing they have to recognize in the benediction and their vows is till death do us part。
因为我在里面给他们证道，包括祝福的时候，里面其中有一句说，我们这个婚姻一直到我们分开。
So a lot of our song, I will love you forever. That's baloney. That's lie. You cannot do it.
因为许多歌是说一直都会到永远，但这些都是谎言。
Only the love of Christ and the love of God can be forever.
因为只有主的爱能够是到永永远远。
And how do we enter? Now the question is, how do we enter or become part of God's family?
但是我们的下面问题就是，我们怎么样能够真正的进入神的家呢？
So Jesus said, for those who do the will of God.
所以耶稣在这说，是那些遵守神父神旨意的人。
So some of you would say, oh, so all I need is just to serve in the church and do more things for God, and I'll be part of the family.
或者有的人会想到说，哦，那我就要在教会里面多做的做事，或者做一些其他的服事。能够成为神家的一员。
If you look at 1 John, our Lord's beloved disciple, Apostle John wrote this. 1 John 3:23, he says this.
如果我们来看一下，是主耶稣最爱的一个门徒，就是约翰，他在他的约翰一书里面是这样说，三章哈，约翰一书三章。
It says, "This is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He has." commanded us.
所以约翰福音不是约翰一书三章二十三节是这样说的，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐的且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So in other words, what Jesus Christ is saying here is this.
我们主耶稣在这里给我们所说的命令是
The first step and the only step that you have to takeTo enter to God's family,
我们第一步能够真的进入神的家的第一步
is to obey this command.
因为是要遵守这个命令
is to believe in Him,
因为是相信他主耶稣
and then as a result of believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior,
相信接受主耶稣是我们的救主
then we can obey God's command to love one another.
然后我们能够遵守神的诫命，我们来彼此相爱。
You got that?
有没有
I hope you've done that.
我希望你能够知道这个，或者已经这样做了。
And then if you've done that,
如果你已经这样做了
，I encourage you to be baptized and to become formally a member of this church.
如果你已经这样做的话，我就鼓励你能够尽快的、早日的受洗，归入他的名下。
So once we are put our faith in Jesus Christ,
当我们在主耶稣基督里，我们有信心的时候
，then we are born into the family.
然我们是在这个家里面新出生的。
I don't know about you, but yesterday we were celebrating my son's birthday.
我不知道你们哈，但昨天我们在这里庆祝儿子的生日。
And so we wanted to tell his sons, his twin boys.
当然他也愿意来跟他的儿子两个双胞胎。
What happened when he was born?
告诉他们，当他们生的时候是怎样发生的。
I said one thing I will never forget.
他说，我说有一件事我是不会忘记的。
In those days, the father cannot go into the birth room. You cannot do that in those days.
当我儿子那时候出生的时候，我父亲是不能在产房里面的。
First, I thought when I sent my wife to the hospital.
一下来我将我的妻子送到医院去的时候
，that within an hour she will give birth.
大概等几个小时她就会生了，出生
了。There were no prenatal class before. I didn't know what to expect.There was no prenatal class.
那个时候没有什么产前的这个课程可以让我学习或者知道怎么样
生产。Later, I learned that my wife labored for 11 hours.
后来我才知道，我妻子她花了11个小时才将儿子生下。
All of us should be very grateful to our mothers.
我们所有的人都应该非常感恩感谢我们的母亲。
Not only did they labor 11 hours,
不但这个生产是11个小时。
They're probably still laboring till this day to help you grow up. Oh, sorry.Nothing personal.
所以他们仍然现在的母亲还仍然是为了你的成长，他们仍然在劳苦，他们仍然在劳苦。
And then when he was shown to me by the nurse,
所以那个时候，当我看见我的儿子
teeny tiny body,
他是非常非常那么小小一点点。
And then according to my mother-in-law, who stood next to me,
这是我的岳母他就坐在在站在我旁边的时候。
His eyes are wide open like saucers.
所以他的眼睛是真的大大的。
And he's looking at you.
他正在看着你。
Almost saying, "Now you have a big responsibility before you."
然后他好像就是说，你的
担
子很重了，在你面前有很大的责任。
But it is a beautiful picture.
这是一幅非常非常美好的图
画。Of how we Christians, when we trust in Christ,
当我们基督徒，我们相信神的时候。
When God sees you,
当神来看你的时候。
Beautiful baby.
你是一个非常美丽的
婴孩。He loves you.
他爱你。
He washes you.
他给你洗衣施洗。
He feeds you.
他也喂你喂养你。
He helps you to grow.
他帮助你成长。
That is the beauty of being born into God's family.
这就是这非常美的一个事情，是生在神的家里。
And so when he begins to see you loving others,
他也慢慢的看见你开始也彼此相爱爱别人的时候。
It brings great joy to his heart.
在他面前带来了非常的喜悦。
That's the love of a father for his children.
这就是神的爱，神爱他的所有的儿女。
And if you have an earthly loving father,
如果你在地上，你是有个爱你、非常爱你的父亲。
He can help you, even though he's not a Christian.
他能够帮助你，虽然他如果他也不是基督徒的话。
He can help you see who the heavenly father is in some ways. Not perfect.
从他能够帮助你看到。我们的天父是怎样的
？Because I have a father like that too.
因为我是这样的父亲。
Even though he was not a Christian then.
虽然我有这样的父亲，虽然他那时候还不是基督徒。
It was only later that, by the grace of God, he became a Christian and really changed his life.
所以我的父亲他只是后来才成为基督徒。
But yet through him, I can get a glimpse of who the heavenly father is.
但是我借着他，我可以能够稍微看到一点这个天父的荣耀。
Have you experienced that kind of love?
你有没有自己经历过这样的爱呢
？I hope you do.
我希望你是
经历过。Because our heavenly Father is more loving than far beyond any person that you can imagine or experience.
因为我们的天父，他的爱是超过所有世人一切世人的爱。
So for us to authentically love one another in God's family,
就当我们真正能够在神的家里面，我们以真诚的相爱的时候
，we need to trust Christ to be born into His family.
我们要相信我们主耶稣，然后成为这个神的家中的一员。
And secondly,
第二点
，we need him to redeem us from the sinful patterns of our family origin.
第二点就是帮助我们从我们的罪恶的原生的家庭的这种模式中把我们救赎出来。
So let's read Galatians chapter 4 now.
下面让我们一起来读一下加拉太书
oh, sorry.
加拉太第四章
I went forward instead of backwards, sorry. Okay. There you are. Okay. Galatians 4.
加拉太书第四章第五节到第七节。
Let's read in Chinese first.
我们先一起用中文来念。要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们，叫我们要转动。可见从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着他成为后嗣。
Okay, let's read it in English, please. So that he might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. But if a son, then you're heir through God. To help you appreciate this, the passage, adoption, that is.
如果能够真正帮助你明白这个圣经里面所讲的，我们被被救赎出来，我们被成为神的家中的儿子。
It's a very important biblical concept, adoption.
因为这个观点哈，我们被成为拣选成为神的儿女是非常非常重要的一个观点。
Because at the time when Paul wrote this.
因为当保罗在写这个加拉太书的时候。
Which empire were the Israelites subjugated to?
当时他们以色列是在哪一个帝国的手下呢？
The Roman Empire,
是在罗马帝国的手下。
Okay, so in the Roman Empire, how many percentage of the populations are slaves? Do you think?
所以当时在罗马帝国下面有多少？大概百分之多少百分数是都是奴隶呢
？How many of you say 50%?
大概多少人说愿意说50%是奴隶
？How many of you say 60%?
大概多少愿意说百分之六十是奴隶
？How many of you say 80%?
有多少人说愿意说80%是奴隶
？You're correct.
你是正确的。80%. 大概
You say, wow, what in the world?
80%.
Wow. All of these are slaves.
但难道在这个帝国下，
no, no,
他所有的人有80%都是奴隶吗
？So let me explain to you why there's such a huge number of slaves.
让我来跟你解释为什么那么多的他们的国家中为那么多是奴隶。
In those days, there's constantly war, right?
因为在当时的时候，他们是常常有战争。
And so therefore, whenever the Roman Empire wins over a certain nation,
因为当那时候罗马帝国如果征服了一些其他的国家的时候
all of the people of that nation become prisoners of war.
所以被征服的国家的人民就成为了他们的奴隶。
You could be an educator, very well educated.
你有可能是一个非常好的一个教师。
You could be a lawyer.
你有可能是非常好的律师。
You could be a general.
也可以说你是将军。
You can have a lot of authority.
你或者说你有许多的权柄。
You can be a wealthy businessman.
有可能是
富豪。
这些都
automatically.
不管这些都没有用。
You become prisoners of war.
但你因为成为战俘的时候。
And therefore you become slaves.
那你就成为了又成为了奴隶了。
But then this is where adoption comes in.
这个时候就是叫做被领养了哈，收养了，收养回来。
There's another term that is very important.
另外还有一件事情。
It's the term redemption.
那么另外一件话呢，就是说呢，被赎出来。
How many of you lately have redeemed a coupon?
你们当中可能最
or a cashback, whatever.
用这个一些coupon 在买东西的时候交上去哈。
So in those days, this is how the slave market worked.
这个就是好像当时很像当时的奴隶市场是怎么样
的。You go to the slave market,
你如果到这奴隶市场去
，and then there will be an auction.
那里面许多的拍卖。
And they will say this guy.
他们会说这个人。
He looks very smart.
他看上去还比较聪明。
Good looking.
看上去也
can work hard.
样子也不错。
How much are you going to pay for him?
很努力工作，大概多少钱你愿意付他
？So you start bidding, right? Left and right.
所以下面有人开始出价钱了。
So one who bid the highest price.
如果谁出的价钱最高的时候
，gets our brother 眼睛。
他们就会得到把我买去了。
Okay, so
好，我们
so you get redeemed.
好，这个时候就对他来讲，他被
but that's not it yet.
被买赎出来了。
If for example,
那么。
Okay, for example,
那么再举个例子
Jonathan Paul,
我们再举个例子，像我们的彭弟兄
Brother Yan Jing,
如果他买了我
and he's such a nice person,
他是非常好的一个人
they really like him,
他也非常喜欢
so you know what they will do,
然后他会怎么做呢
they will They will adopt him.
他们就会啊来
领养 They will
adopt him. 收养。
So what does that mean?
这个什么意思呢
？Instead of in the past order him around, hey, you give me a glass of water.
啊，他像以前他会说，哎，你给我拿一杯水过来。
Poor guy.
啊，他就不得不这样做哈，他去去拿一杯水过来。
But now he adopts him as a son.
如果他是收养他成为他的儿子的话
Whoa, that's totally different now.
那那个时候完全就改变了
Everything that he has
如果所有的所有的东西
From his family
他从他的家庭
Whether it be the class of people, social class
或者说他家庭比较还有地位的
That's all gone, lost
那也都是不算数了没有
Now whatever Brother Jonathan Pong's position is
如果现在是彭弟兄他所有的地位或者他所有的财富
His standing in society
或者他在这个社会上地位
Everything goes to him too
他所有的也就变成了
Why?
变成我的了
He's no longer a slave
这个时候我不再是奴隶了
He's now a son and heir
他这个时候已经成为他的彭弟兄的儿子或者他的后
裔 And here in Galatians it says Who are we heir of?
他这个加拉太书在这里说我们是谁的后裔呢
We are heir in Christ
我们是主耶稣基督的后裔
Do you understand that?
所以我们应当明白这个
Do you praise God for that?
我们是不是要赞美神为
了、这个、That makes a whole world of difference.
因为这是所
You're not a failure.
一切都 不一样了我们不再是一个失败者
You're not a victim.
我们不再是一个受害
者 You don't have to blame your parents.
我们不需要、怪罪我们的父母亲
You have to blame other people.
我们也不需要怪罪任何其他人
You are a prince.
因为我们这是成为王子
Because Jesus is prince.
因为主耶稣基督他就是王
And when you totally understand that,
让我们能够真正的明白
Then you will seeHow we view success.
让我们真正的看，我们怎样来看什么叫成功，什么叫愤怒。
How we view loss and grief.
或者说，我们怎样来看待我们的沮丧，我们
different from this world.
我们和这个世界观是完全不一样。
Because we do not belong to this world anymore.
因为我们不再属这个世界。
We lost our title. We are no longer slaves.
因为我们不在这个世界上面属于奴仆了。
But the key is.
关键一点。
When you ask God to redeem you.
因为我们需要神来救
赎我们。Are you willing to be what?Paul has taught in Romans.
我们相信不相信？保罗在这个罗马书里
说讲。That you're no longer slaves to sin.
因为我们不再是做罪的奴仆了。
But you now have a choice.
你现在我们有一个选择。
You can be a slave of righteousness.
我们愿意做义的奴仆。
Have you made that choice?
你有没有决定愿意做这样的决定
？If you have not, I urge you to do that.
如果你还没有的话，我鼓励你尽快的做这样的决定。
But if you have and failed, and sometimes you skirt back or hold back,
如果你已经做过，或者有的时候你退后了
，I pray that you would be rededicated again.
我也祷告啊，让你能够重新的得力。
So to do this, first you must be have rebirth into Christ.
如果能够这样子真的做到的话，我们第一个要在基督里重生。
Accept Him as your personal Savior.
我们要接受主耶稣成为我们个人的救主。
And then at the same time.You also give your first loyalty to Jesus.
当然，这样做时，我们第一个要对我们的主耶稣来忠诚。
Okay, and then secondly, give my first loyalty to Jesus. What does that mean?
所以第二个讲把我们的忠诚归于我们的主耶稣基督。
To give my first loyalty to Jesus is not easy, right?
像我们第一个就以凡事都以主把主耶稣放在第一个。
Because all our life,
不那么容易。
We have been trained to give our First loyalty to the family.
我们常常我们的训练里面是对我们的这个家，我们要是忠于的。
And you know why I know that?
You know, 你知道不知道为什么我们这样
？Because oftentimes is there is something shameful, some failure in the family.
因为我们知道我们的有的在我们的家庭里面有许多可以说一些羞辱的一些事情。
What is one thing we say to ourselves?
我们有一些事情对我们自己怎么说呢
？What will people say?
我们常常会说我们。别人要怎么看呢？怎么说呢？别人会怎么说呢
？And people will say, "Do you not know the shame that you bring to this family? How can you do that?"
所以我们家里成员也会说，你不知道当别人怎么说的时候，给我们家庭带来怎样的羞辱。
So in other words,
换句话说
，the only thing that will keep us from doing wrong,
我们知道，如果让我们能够不再做错的事情的时候
，or even keep us from committing sin,
或者是不让我们能够去犯罪
，is because we dare not shame.Our family.
因为我们这个主要的动力是我们不要羞辱给我们家里面
Does
家庭带入羞辱
Does that really work?
这个是不是我们想要做但是
能不能真
的工作呢
Come to this country.
或者说我们来到这个国家
And before we have internet or social media.
或者在我们有这个网络或这个社会这个传媒之前
Many people who grew up in Asian families.
我们许多家庭都是从亚洲的这种家庭里面成长的。
When they moved to this country.
我们是移民到这个家庭。
And out of touch with their family back home.
然后我们和我们的家庭在远东的亚洲的失去了联系。
They committed a lot of sin thinking that they will not shame their family.
所以他们如果是他们考虑到很多的，如果你做了很多的犯罪的事情，也不会再羞辱他们家庭。
And they live to regret that all their lives.
但是他们常常是生活在一种非常亏欠的一种生活当中。
Because they feel that their family will never forgive them for this if they find out.
如果当他们做一些犯罪的事情，他们知道如果他们家庭发现的话，不会原谅他们。
That's why our first loyalty need to be to Jesus Christ.
所以为什么我们真正的忠于第一忠于要忠于主耶稣基督。
Because not only is he with us all the time,
不但是他是常常与我们同
在。But when we are tempted,
当我们被试探的时候，
he is an ever-present help in trouble.
因为他只有他能够在我们急难当中是帮助我们的。
That's what it means to give our first loyalty to Jesus Christ.
这个是表示什么意思？真正的我们忠于耶稣，就对他要负责。
And then thirdly, commit to God's word as authority for life.
另外一个就是我们要真是将神的话是在成为我们心中的真正的一个有权柄的话。
So some of you might say, "Oh, I know what Johnny is going to say."
我知道，我说杜牧师今天可能要说什么。
He's going to say, "Yeah, you should read your Bible every day in your devotion."
所以他会说，你每天必须要好好的学习神的话语。
Well, that is very important.
这个也是确实是非常重要。
Let me say this.
但让我再来说这方面。
How often when you have to make an important decision,
常常你是要做一些重要的决定。
That you have turned to God's word.
当你要做最重要的决定的时候，是不是你来到神的话语当中
？Whether it be the book, the hard copy of the Bible.
无论是你来去读这个印刷好的这个圣经
，or the Bible that is in your mobile phone,
或者你读的圣经是从你这个智能电话
里面
储存的圣经。
Or more importantly, the word that has been hidden in your heart and in your mind.
最重要的是你神的话是藏在你的心里和在你的脑子里的。
So let's address the issue that we talked about earlier.
让我们来真正来对待像我们前面谈过的几个问题。
So let us look at success now.
让我们再来看一下什么叫成功。
Yeah, I've already told you earlier, what it means. Okay, there. About how the world views it. It's marrying the right person.
如果世界观来看，是不是找到一个非常好的对象？
Going to the best school.
或者你去是最好的学校。
Make lots of money.
或者你是赚很大的钱。
But what the Bible tells about success?
但是圣经里面是怎么讲成功的
？What is the question that God is going to ask you in the finals？
如果你想，有没有想到，当神在见到你的时候，在问你的时候
？Somebody has told me, how they are successful in getting good grades.
有人跟我讲，他们怎么样能很非常成功的能够得到他们的成绩。
They said they don't study like me. I try to study from start to finish. I waste a lot of time.
他们说他们是不是像我这样学习，从开始到末了都好好的学。
So you're still going to school? Listen up.
所以你们还在学校里面，你们好好听啊。
You not only take notes in class.
你不但是在上课的时候要记笔记。
But you have to constantly ask yourself what is going to be asked in the final exam.
你要真正在你脑子里面要常常回想的时候，在考试的时候是会什么样的题目出来
？Somebody who got a lot of good grades told me that's how she studied.
所以有些人他告诉我他们的成绩为什么那么好，他就是告诉我这个秘密。
So let me let you in on something important.
所以我就让你知道哪些是重要的。
When you see God face to face,
当你和神面对面的那一天
，He's going to ask you one important question.
所以他会问你一个非常重要的一个问题。
What is your relationship to my son Jesus Christ?
他会问你跟主耶稣基督的关系是什么
？That will be on the final.
这个就是一个最后的一个考题。
Not a question that he will ask.
这是他的问题，要在考题中问你的。
Have you become the person that I intended you to be?
是你是不是成为了一个我旨意当中要你所成为的
？Or you and when you come to that question,
或者说你当你面对这问题的时候。
Oh, I always wanted to be like my father.
或者说我只是一直想 我要成为像我父亲一
样。I always want to be like my mother.
或者说我只是想要成为像我妈妈一样。
Or I want to be somebody else.
或者我想成为某一个其他的明星。
God will tell you, wait a minute.
神会跟你说，等一等哦。
I never asked you to be somebody else. That's why I created you.
所以我们从来没叫你要想成为其他的人，因为我造了你。
Why are you not the person that I created you to be?
你为什么不能成为就像我要造你所要成为的？
And so it is our task then, our responsibility.
因为这是我们的任务，这是我们的责任。
To know how God wants us to be.
真是啊，让我们这是我们责任，我们。怎样成神要我们所成为的。
And may I give you a hint?
让我给你一个提示吧，提示。
It is a life that is lived in full dependence on Him.
因为我们真正的我们的生命，我们所在是完全是在依赖于他，在于他，就是主。
Whether it be your marriage,
无论是你的婚姻
，Whether it be your family,
或者是你的家庭
，Whether it be your work.
或者是你的工作
，whether it be your children，
或者是你的孩子
，whether it be your spiritual life，
或者说你的属灵的生活
，are you growing in fuller and fuller dependence upon Him？
是不是你在完完全全、完完全全的在依靠他
？That's how you will become the person that God intended you to be。
这就是神他所要、他心目中他所造你、要你所成为的。
Let's go to the next issue, which is expressing anger。
那么下面一个，让我们来看一看怎样来表达我们的愤怒。
Earlier, our family of origin could say, "Is anger is dangerous and bad."
因为我们的原生家庭会把这个看作是一个不好的事情，
是非常危险的事。
我们尽量不要去碰它。
But how about the Bible? What does the Bible teach us about that?
但是圣经是怎么样来教导我们的呢
？Listen up very carefully.
我们好好注意听啊。
That many times when we are angry.
常常到我们有怒气的时候，发怒的时候
，most of the time，
很多很多的时间
，it is because we have been hurt，
很多是因为我们自己被受伤
，or we have something fearful，
或者我们有什么惧怕。
Let me say it again，
让我再说一遍。
When we sense the feeling of anger，
当我们在察验看我们的感觉到我们要发怒的时候
，even when you don't want to admit it，
虽然你不愿意承认
，you have been hurt。
因为你实际上是被受伤了
，hurt by somebody，
因为被其他的人来使你受伤。
It's possible that you've been hurt by yourself too. You made a mistake.
有可能是你自己使你自己受伤，
You're、
因为你
angry at yourself.
一再犯错，你对你自己非常的气馁或者是愤怒。
Or there's something that you fear，
或者有些事情是让你实在是惧怕的
，and you become easily angry.
所以你常常就会非常容易的动怒。
Have you ever asked God to heal you?
你有没有曾经让神来医治你？让当你受伤的时候，让神来帮助你。
And if you have fear,
当你有惧怕的时候
，Is that an opportunity for you to tell God, Lord, I am not trusting you on this particular circumstance?
所以在当你有惧怕的时候，你能不能这是神给你的机会？你说我愿意来依靠你。
Can you see if you respond in that way?
如果你看到你是这样子来回应的话
，How anger can be used?To build you up,
所以可以借着这些愤怒、怒气，反而使你得到成长。
To depend upon God more,
因为你慢慢的会更加的依靠神更多。
Instead of ignoring it,
而不是去不理睬他。
And then, if we can identify the hurt,
如果我们可以真正的找到我们哪些地方受到伤
，it is not the fault of the person who hurt us.
因为有的是常常说不一定是别人伤了你，但不一定是他们的错。
Because it was not their intention.
因为他们常常是不是故意要来伤害你。
Or even it was their intention.
如果正是他们的他们是想这样做的话。
Perhaps they've been hurt also.
因为他们有可能自己他们也是被受伤的。
Can we forgive them?
我们能不能也正是赦免他们呢？原谅他们。
So both the offender and the person offended can be set free by Christ.
所以这样做的时候，不管是使你受伤的或者你被受伤的人都能够从主耶稣基督里得释放。
Rather than allow only one person to win in an anger situation.
所以常常我们只要真正能够如果在这种愤怒当中只有一个人能够他是得胜的话他是占了便宜的话。
And you know who that person is, right?
所以你知道那个人是谁从你的愤怒中得了便宜的话。这是我们的敌人。
Enemy of God.
他是是神的敌人他在里面他喜欢看到这些。
Next, we look at conflict.
让我们再看一看，当我们有冲突的时候。
Oftentimes we've learned to avoid conflict at all costs.
因为我们常常说我们要避免一切的冲突。
But then this is what God's word is teaching us.
但是神是这样教导我们。
Do not avoid conflict.
我们不要去啊，就是啊，避免。
But learn how to
解决这个冲突的事情。
How to talk things out so that we can agree.
让我们能够真是来一起啊交通，让我们能够有达成一致。
Have you noticed this oftentimes?
有没有常常会注意到
？If you have had a conflict,
当你和一些人或者是有些冲突的事情的时候
，and you allow yourself to cool down,
你能不能让自己先冷静下来
？Then you have opportunity to talk to the other person.
然后让你自己有机会和对方能够
，and you listen very carefully what that person is saying or why that person is angry.
而且你仔细的好好听。对方他们是怎样的发怎样为什么发怒
and have you noticed,
他们讲的话你有没有注意到
have you noticed many times,
你也可能会注意到常常都会
there is a misunderstanding,
你们中间有一些很多的一些误解
misunderstanding,
一些 没有了解的
the person did not mean this what you thought was you know,
但是那个人讲的人他可能那讲的人他的意思和你想象接受到听到的意思是完全不一样的
And if not fully try to understand their needs,
而且你也是没有真正明白他所讲话的意思。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候
，you grow mature as a child of God.
所以你就慢慢是在相当于神的儿女，你在成长成熟了。
So conflicts, if we can talk it out.
所以当我们有碰到这种冲突的时候，我们可以。交通
Allow us to understand each other.
让我们彼此互相能够更加的了解
To be reconciled with each other.
而且彼此的和睦
And to also grow mature.
而且我们彼此一同的成长成熟
Next, in terms of grief and loss.
在下面一个是讲到我们的当有损失悲痛的时候
Earlier, I've mentioned that oftentimes when it comes to grief and loss, we see that as a sign of weakness.
我们常常讲到我们原生家庭里面看这个悲伤损失的事情我们是看作是一个软弱的事情
especially for us men
特别是对男人来讲
we oftentimes say in America that men don't cry
在美国也比如说或者是说我们常常会说男孩有泪不轻弹哈男孩有泪不轻弹
but you know what in my own experience
我自己的意思是我自己的经历是怎么样
Many men, when they cry, oh, you cannot imagine how much they cry and weep. There's a lot of stuff in there. So when they let go, they cry worse than women.
So when a man is really crying, when he's really crying,
yeah, honestly, I've seen several.
You need to know how much things he needs to release. When a man is crying, he may cry worse than a woman. And besides, if you are not in touch with
your emotion,
真是你如果里面真正的你的感触还没有感触到的
时候 including I myself
包括我们自己
somebody you love and cherish dies
因为有些人特别是你爱的这些人他的过世的
you might feel sorrowful
你心里面非常的难过
but you cannot cry
但是你哭不出来
when there is something joyous
当有些事情是喜乐的事情的时候
you should be elated, very happy.
这个时候你也应该被想提起来想要高兴
you cannot feel that joy.
但这个时候你不能感觉到同感
we have deadened our emotion.
因为我们在自己我们埋葬我们自己
that's why even though God loves you dearly
虽然神是这样的爱你
you can sense it, you can experience that.
你就没有办法能够感受到神这样的
because somehow in your growing process
因为是在你的成长的过程中
you try to deaden your emotions.
因为你想
If I don't have to express grief,
因为你没有办法来表示你
的悲伤 then I will be better off as a person.
因为是我如果不这样表示的话，我是一个很好的人。
Is that really true?
那是不是真正的？
When Jesus was on earth,
当主耶稣基督在地上的时候
，when he saw Lazarus dead buried in the tomb,
当耶稣知道拉撒路死的时候，埋在坟墓里
的时候 he knew that the next minute he would.Raise him from the dead.
他也知道他会把他给从让他死。
Now let me ask you, why did he cry?
但他我问你为什么
？The Bible says very clearly because he loves him.
为什么说耶稣哭了
？He loves him. It is worth the tears.
因为圣经里面说耶稣爱他，爱拉撒路。
That's why the Bible teaches.
因为圣经是这样教导。
That our grief and loss are important to God.
因为我们的悲痛悲伤，我们是对神来说非常重要。
God doesn't look away when we cry, when we are sorrowful.
因为神没有说你们啊、他啊、他掩面不看。
That's why Jesus became a man.
这就是为什么耶稣他
道成肉身。So that he can feel the pain that you go through.
他要来真实感受我们啊、知道我们所受
的一切的痛苦。The loss that you go through.
我们所经历的一切的痛苦。
And he wants you to know how much he loves you.
因为他要让我们知道他是多么的爱我们。
So if you try not to grieve your loss,
如果你试着好像要压抑，你表示出来你的悲痛。
You will probably have a hard time experiencing God's love.
因为你就会很难能够真正接受到主的爱，神的爱。
Sex is not to be spoken of about openly.
下面一个是关于讲到我们性哈，特别是男女之间之情欲的事情，是不宜于在公共的场合讲的。
Has that helped solve the problem in our society of sexual immorality?
如果你不讲这些事情，是不是能帮助这个我们这个整个的社会能够解决这方面的腐败的问题呢
？The Bible teaches that we need to accept our sexuality, and by that it means this.
因为圣经里面教导我们说，我们能够真正的领受神所赐的这个性欲的事情。
But God has designed or created me to be a man or a woman.
因为神他造的时候造。造男和造女
and the important thing is we need to keep sexual purity.
因为我们重要的是我们要保持这个男女之情的纯洁
Why?
为什么呢
Because God wants you and I to honor the covenant of marriage.
因为为什么？因为神他要我们真正的遵守我们这个这个婚姻的约
So in other words,
换句话说
God is saying.
神是这样说
that one of the most important things, the glue, the bond, the love between a husband and woman, a wife.
因为神在这里所讲的真正的连接妻子和丈夫的这个真正的一个连接
is found in our everlasting relationship, love relationship with him.
因为是真正的连接是连接与他的永远的爱神的爱
So God is saying to you and me,
因为神是这样的教导你和我
You need to also show that in your marriage covenant.
因为要你也要在你的婚姻当中能够遵守这样的婚约
that you will not compromise.
你不会在这个上面有做任何的妥协
in terms of your emotion.
特别是不论是你的感情
to be entangled with another person who is not your spouse.
或者如果你和一些人其他人的关系有这种性的关系，而是不是在你的婚姻当中
that you will not be mentally.Committing adultery through the media,
或者是你包括你的心思意念里面也不要犯这种奸淫的罪。
It is very clear.
It is 非所以是非常清楚。
And people who have stayed loyal to each other throughout their marriage,
如果他们是在遵守这婚约保持守这个婚约的人
，have said this many many times.
他们是这样说的
，that they love their wife more than now than more than years ago.
他们会常常说我爱我的妻子比我多年前更爱
or the wife would say even after the husband has passed away
或者说妻子也是这样说甚至她的丈夫已经过世了
I married a very good man
我所结婚的我的丈夫是非常非常
not a perfect man
虽然不是完美的
but a good man
是一个好的丈夫
a man that God has matched for myself.
这个丈夫是神所赐给我与我相配的。
Because they paid the price of being committed to only one marriage, one relationship.
因为他们所付的代价就是他们遵守只有一个婚姻。
And lastly, we'd like to talk about develop safe relationship.
最后一个我们要说怎么样能够有一个非常好的一个关系。
Okay, safe relationship.
让我们真是能够真正的好的一个非常好的一个关系。
It is very important that in a big church you cannot know everybody very well.
如果你在一个很大的教会里面，可能你没有办法认识每一个人。
That's why we have fellowship, we have Bible study group.
这就是为什么我们有团契，我们会有查经班。
And prayer group as well.
我们还有祷告小组。
Because we need to also find a safe place.
因为我们想找到一个安全的。一个环境。
So what do we mean by a safe place?
我们在这讲到底讲比较一个安全的一个地方或者环境的话。
It's a place wherein we can develop trust.
因为在这个里面，我们可以彼此的互相的信任。
So that we can share about the joys in our life，
让我们能够真正我们互相彼此的分享我们在生活当中的乐趣、
the challenges in our life，
包括我们在生活当中的挑战
，our struggles in our life，
我们的挣扎
，even our failures in our life，
包括我们的失败，我们在我们生活当中。
So let me share a little bit my own experience。
让我来分享一点我自己的。
Many years ago，
许多年前
，my wife and I were looking at our genogram or the family tree diagram。
我和妻子我们正在看我们的原生家庭家谱啊家谱。
We interview our parents。
我们也跟我们的父母亲来谈话。
And some of our relatives to find out more about our family，
或者我们的一些亲戚询问他们关于我们这个家谱。
And we see there are emotional weaknesses。
我们看到当中一些，特别是情感方面一些。的弱点。
We also see sinful patterns。
我们也看到一些真是在带有最终的一些的遗传。
But we didn't know exactly how to deal with it。
我们不知道到底怎么样来对付这些事情。
We came across a missionary couple。
这个时候正好有一对这个宣道士。
Who are gifted with the gift of discernment or wisdom。
这对夫妻他们在这个方面特别有神的恩赐。
So they, as they look at our family tree。
当他们看到我们这个家谱的时候
，They're able to see that these are some area that we need to, ask God to cut off the generational sins。
所以他们看到了之后，我们的家谱之后，他们就知道他们要求神来斩断就我们家谱当中一些根源要砍断。
And we have to acknowledge how our sin has been similar to the generations before。
这个时候，我们也意识到我们自己常常生活中所犯的罪。真是跟这个家谱上面跟以前的就有联系。
So towards the end of our time together，
当我们在快要结束的时候
，That was after 3 hours，
那是在三个小时之后的交谈。
We confess our personal sins，
然后我们呢就承认我们个人的罪。
The sins of the generations before us，
包括我们的罪，我们前面的我们家庭里面的遗传下来的罪。
We pray for the binding of Satan，
我们在这里祷告，就是捆绑撒旦。
And cut off those generational sins，
就斩断这些从家庭家谱里面所带下。
And in the name of Jesus Christ，
我们奉主耶稣基督的名
，who has been victorious over sin and death，
因为他已经战胜了死亡
，and over our enemy Satan，
他已经战胜了我们的敌人
，we ask the Lord to set us free，
我们求主帮助我们释放
，and to also cut off any of our sins to our next generation，
也斩断不让任何我们有的罪能够传到下代
，and you know what？
但你知道是怎么样的最后
结果？ We experience a new sense of freedom in Christ。
这时候我们真是当时感受到了，真是一个新的自由，得了自由。
Like never before，
像我们从前以前从来没有经历过的。
Remember last time I was here, I said to you，
还记得我上次来到这里的时候，我跟你们说过
，If you have repeated sins，
如果你还有一再一再的犯罪的时候
，It is very and you've confessed your sins。
然后你就要认罪
，Ask God for forgiveness，
求神来赦免。
But you continue to repeat the same sin，
但是你有可能还会再犯。
There are a few possibilities，
那有可能是有下面几种情
况。That area of life is not under the lordship of Christ，
所以那个生活那个部分可能没有真正交给主。
And as a result， that area is under the dominion or the stronghold of the evil one，
所以那部分你生活的那部分有可能还是在恶者的权势之下。
And how we need toAgain, claim that stronghold and set, break. Ask God to break the stronghold.
那么我们怎么样来求神来，真是挪去或者攻破我们这个一个堡垒呢
？And to set us free.
让我们能够真正的得自由。
And sometimes we can know where the strongholds are through our family tree.
所以我们有时候常常可以知道，从我们的家庭的家谱里面知道，我们是哪一些坚固的堡垒在里面。
So that is why we need safe relationships so that people can help us go through those cleansing deliverance.
所以我们要找到这样的很好的一个安全的环境，也就是同伴属灵同伴在里面，我们能够一起成长。
Earlier, I mentioned about how our society is prevalent with people who have depression.
我们知道，我前面有提到过，我们现在我们这个当今的社会里面忧郁的受压抑的人是越来越多。
I would encourage you to see doctors, medical doctors.
而且是要你去看医生。
To make sure it's not a physical issue.
第一个就是建议你们看医生，先看如果是不是确实是身体上面的造成的。
If it continues to persist.
如果你还这个身体上面仍然继续有的话
，it is a spiritual issue.
那有可能就是属灵方面的事情。
Then you need to deal with it.
然后一定要去从属灵方面来解决这个问题。
Spiritual weapons.
你要知道用属灵方面解决，就要用属灵的武器来解决。
Like for instance.
那么举一个例子。
Many in campuses today there is a popular maxim.
我们在如今的校园当中有一句话。
Especially in the Boston area.
特别是在波士顿的一带。
It says, "You do you" is a new phrase that I learned.
就是有句新的话就是说你管好你顾你一定要你一定要对你自己负责。
So what does it mean, "You do you"?
这个讲的"You do you" 是到底什么意思呢？就是
If you have to make a decision,
如果你要做所有的决定的时候
，just ask yourself,
你一定要问你自己。
What will benefit you the most?
做这件决定对你的好处是什么
？And make that choice.
你要做这个决定。
That is you do you.
所以就是所有的一些决定是根据你自己最好。
You know what the Bible has to shed light on that?
但是圣经是怎么教导我们的
？You know what that is?
圣经是怎么教导
？It is self worship. You make yourself God.
如果圣经讲这个话，讲这个就是叫我们是以自己以为自己崇拜自己。拜自己为偶像。
There is a lot of self worship.
我们知道，又常常是自己只顾自己哈，自己以自己为中心。
One morning I got up. When I woke up,
有一天早上我醒过来的时候
，All of a sudden I got this message. I believe it's from the Holy Spirit.
突然神给我有这样的一句话，我相信是从
He asked me,
圣灵来的。
Johnny, who are you going to worship today?
他说Johnny, 你今天你要去敬拜谁
？Of course, my pat answer is I'm going to worship the living God.
我的回答当然说我要敬拜那位永生神。
Oh, he said really?
然后我听到声音说是真的吗
？Then how come many times?
那为什么很常常是
？During the day, you would complain about things.
那你为什么常常你会抱怨对一些事情有抱怨呢？
You'll be critical about certain people.
你或者对别的人特别的好像是有批评。
By the way, we have two college students living with us.
我们现在我们用另外有两位大学的学生跟我们一同住。
So perhaps that can give you a little idea too.
所以我大概能够知道给您你们会感觉到我的当时的心情。
It's not just my wife who bothers me.
不但是我的妻子常常打扰我搅扰我。
So the Holy Spirit then said this.
那这个时候有话说。
If you are always looking from your point of view,
如果你只是常常从你自己的观点来看
，What is beneficial to you?
那对你自己有什么好处呢
？How you like things to be done?
你喜欢一些事情
，Then who are you worshiping?
但是你在到底在敬拜谁
？Wow, I really woke up.
这个时候真的让我警醒起来。
I am actually worshiping myself.
我实际上是我常常以自我为中心。
Everything is good or bad depending on what I think about it.
所以不管事情好坏，都是从我自己的观点来看。
Of course, you have no such experience yourself, right?
当然你们
always worship the living God.
当然你们从来自己不会感觉
到这样。You don't understand what I'm saying.
我们从来都是敬拜永生神的，我们不知道他在说了什么。
And have you ever thought of this?
但是你从来有没有想过
that one of the biggest problems of depression is self-worship?
所以真正的造成你一个这压抑和忧郁症的
When you worship yourself,
是当你自己在顾自己
and you are at a dead end in your life,
因为你处在你自己的一个死胡同里
I have no way out,
因为你没有办法
I have no way out,
没有办法走
nobody can help me,
因为没有人能
帮助我 because I'm the only one who knows what's best for me,
因为只有我自己知道什么是对我自己最好
I'm the only one who could fix my problem,
因为只有我自己能够解决我自己的问题
can you see the very core depression?
所以你们能看到真正的
The doctor cannot help you.
压抑或者忧郁的
The counselor cannot help you.
所以没有医生能帮助
Other Christians cannot help you.
所以基督徒也不能帮助
Because it says at the very onset when people would be followers of Jesus Christ. What did he say?
所以我们真正讲起来，如果我们要跟随主耶稣作为他的门徒的话
Enjoy the abundant life.
因为他里面说是，难道是说
Of course he said that.
要我们享受
But he said this, which we oftentimes forget.
但是他说的是这个。我们常常忘记
Deny yourself.
因为是叫我们
Deny yourself.
否认你自己，否认我们自己。
舍己，你要舍己。
舍己。
You have to deny yourself.
我们一定要舍己。
Take up your cross daily.
因为要拿起我们自己的十字架。
And follow you, follow me.
跟随主耶稣。
Self worship.
因为我们自己。
Jesus cannot tolerate self-worship.
因为耶稣基督是不会
And maybe depression is a,
容忍这个自己
is a symptom to wake us up from our self-worship.
因为这个是真正的一个
Do you agree that?
症状
Do you agree about that?
你是不是同意有这样的？
There's no solution.
因为真正的我们如果自我敬拜的话，没有任何办法。
Until you surrender yourself to the cross.
直到你自己将你自己交出来的时候。
Lastly,
最后一个。
Take small steps to break away from our past.
让我们正式跨出这个第一步，让我们离开我们的过去。
We need to take small steps. A journey of 1,000 miles takes the first step.
我们讲到第一步是非常重要千里始于始于脚下，怎么讲？
A professor.
第一步。
A professor I really admire, look up to.
所以我们看到有位教授，我确实是我很尊敬的
教授。He came from a broken family.
他是从一个破碎的家庭出来的。
After he became Christian and got baptized.
然后他成为了基督徒，他受洗之后。
He was very down on himself when he committed sin again.
因为他特别是那个是非常的低沉，因为他犯了罪。
And he was ready to give up.
因为他准备放弃了。
But then a Christian who was very concerned and loving came to him.
但这时候基督徒非常的爱他，来帮助他。
And he says, so and so.
这个时候他说了这样的和这样的
话。Do you truly believe that God still loves you after you committed your sin?
所以基督徒问他说，你还相信不相信？你虽然犯了罪，但是神仍然的爱你。
He was very young then.
他那时候比较年轻。
Said no, absolutely no.
他说
God doesn't love me anymore.
他说我向神不再爱我了。
Well, he came from a broken family.
因为他是从一个破碎的家庭出来。
Wherein his father and mother separated.
因为他的父母亲他们离异了。
He was looked after by his parents.
因为他是很尊重他的父母亲的。
And the parents, grandparents were very strict.
所以他的父母亲也是非常的严厉。
They want him to grow up to be a good boy, a good man.
父母亲也希望他能够成长成为一个好的人。
But he didn't experience grace.
但是他没有经历到任何的恩
典。He didn't understand what grace was.
因为他不知道什么是恩典。
He thought that he only needed grace to become a child of God because Jesus Christ died for his sin.
因为他知道，他说他成为基督徒是要靠着恩典。
But then this loving, mature, Christian told him this.
但是这个成熟的基督徒是跟他讲。
Do you like me to explain to you what grace, God's grace is all about?
让我来帮助你真正明白神的恩典。
Listen carefully.
我们好好的听。
By God's grace, it means this.
我们靠着主耶稣的恩典，就表示
there is absolutely nothing that you can do to make Him love you more.
讲神的恩典的时候，不是说你能够做任何的事情能够让神
Let me say it again.
多爱你一点。
Let me say it again.
或者我再说一遍。
God's grace means there is absolutely nothing that you can make Him love you more.
因为神的恩典是没有任何你要做什么任何的事情能够让他爱你更多。
And there is nothing.Absolutely nothing that you can make him love you less.
因为那是绝对的，没有任何事情你想做点事情让神来更爱你。
So when you are down on yourself,
当你自己非常低沉的时候
，remember God's grace.
因为记得神的恩典。
It is not from this world.
因为他的爱不是从这世界。
No one, absolutely no one except Jesus Christ, can embody the grace of God like He does.
因为他除了主耶稣基督，没有任何的人，只有他的身体
在他里面 down yourself,
能够爱你。当你非常低沉的
时候 ，When you say to yourself, "I'm a failure,"
当你自己说你自己，我是一个失败者。
God will never take me back.
因为我自己对自己说，如果神不会再要我
，I can never forgive myself.
我不会再原谅我自己。
That is when the Holy Spirit will speak to you. I hope.
这个时候就是
And I pray.
我希望是神的圣灵在向你说话。
There is absolutely nothing.That you can make God love you more.
因为没有任何事情你能够做是让神爱你更多。
And there's absolutely nothing that you can make Him love you less.
因为也没有任何事情你做的让他能够不爱你。
Do you believe that?
你相信不相信的
？Do you truly believe that?
你如果真正相信的话
，Then can you say Amen to that?
你能不能说 Amen?
Amen.
如果大家说 Amen.
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 When you say that in the face of Satan.
如果你当着撒旦的面这样说的时候。
And when you can say that to yourself, to your feelings, your negative emotions, you can say that, then you are overcomer. You are overcomer. You can win over any adversity in life.
So you can, in your life, in your life, overcome all the difficulties.
Let's close with this. Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
If not only...Are we born into the family of Christ?
我们当我们重生 进入神的家了之后
，and also at the same time，
同时
，we allow him to redeem the sinful pattern of our family of origin。
我们同时也让他把我们从我们的旧的家庭的模式，最终救赎出来。
Can you envision this happening in our church？
你可不可以看到有这样的一个意象
？The husband will say to their wives，
丈夫可以跟妻子这样说
：“I love you more today than when we were first married。”
我今天我爱比我爱你比当时我们结婚的时候更爱。
And the wife can turn to the wife to the husband。
妻子也可以对丈夫这样说
：“I thank God for giving me a godly person as my husband。”
所以我感谢神，这是给了我一个这样的敬虔的一个丈夫。
“I love you more than the first day we got married。”
我也是爱你，现在爱你比我们当时结婚的时候更加的爱。
And we can say to our children。
我们也可以跟我们的孩子说
，With faith in God，
我们能够面对面
，That there is absolutely nothing that can come between you and me。
所以在我们和父神之间，没有任何事情可以中间拦阻我们。
Just as there is nothing that can come between me and God，
就像我和天父之间中间没有任何的拦阻。
The love that I have for you。
我对你的爱
，the forgiveness that I'm willing to extend to you，
我对你的所有的赦免
，will absolutely not allow anything to come between you and me。
所以这件事情没有任何东西拦阻你和我之间的。
And when you have that kind of marriage，
当你有这样的爱的时候
，and that kind of family，
有这样子的家庭的时候
，can you imagine？
你可不可以想象
？I have seen and I have witnessed，
因为我是有罪的，我是能够。
That I have seen，
我是看见，对，我是看见，我能够真的做这样见证。
I've seen college students，
我看见大学生
，along with their parents，
他们和家长在一起
，come together，
他们在一起的时候
，teach teens and their parents，
他们教导十几岁的孩子
，how to love each other，
他们怎样能真正的爱主
，because you know that in the teen years，
我们知道在这个十几岁的时候
，is the most tumultuous time in a person'sYoung life，
因为是这个时候，正是我们需要成熟的时候。
But they have learned their lessons，
但是他们在这时候要学他们的功课。
And there was a rock foundation of Jesus Christ，
因为他们这时候一个非常坚固的磐石就是耶稣基督。
So、they've learned their mistakes，
他们也要学他们里面的失败
的功课。They share their mistakes，
他们也要分享他们的失败。
And God， how God has restored their relationship with their parents，
神是怎样让他们重新。孩子和父母亲之间重新建立起好的关系。
Those sessions were powerful。
所以我们这经历过这些时光的时候，非常非常的有力。
Much more powerful than what I can tell, what I can teach。
真是我是没有办法能够教导有这样的这样的功课。
Because what you see there，
当你看到我们达到那一步的时候
，is the God, the love of God that is written about in God's word, taught in God's word。
因为神的爱是在神的话语当中向我们显明了。
That there is no gap between that love that is described in the Bible and their personal experience of God's love.
这个是让我们看到，圣经里面所写的神的爱和我们个人所经历的爱中间没有任何的差距了。
Is that what you desire?
这个是不是你所想要的
？Is that what you pray for?
也就是是不是你所祷告的
？Let's go into prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
我们在天上慈爱的恩主
，Because you have created us,
因为是你造了我们
，You know what we need.
因为你知道我们的需要
，We need your love，
因为我们需要你的爱
，That is expressed through grace，
因为你的爱是靠着你的恩典所赐给我们的
，So that we can accept ourselves，
所以我们能够包括接纳我们自己
，That we can forgive our mistakes，
我们也能够赦免我们自己所有一切的过犯
，Just as you have forgiven our sins，
就像你已经赦免了我们的过犯一样
，That we can see ourselves fully accepted by you。
我们看见我们自己是被你完全的救赎
，so that we can accept others，
我们也能够同样的接纳其他人
，especially when they irritate us，
特别是他们在使我们搅扰我们的时候
，when they are so weak and so needy of us，
因为他们这是这样的软弱的时候
，help every single one of us，
能帮助我们每一个人
，whether we be children，
无论是孩子也好
，be parents，
或者是做父母亲的
，or grandparents，
或者是做爷爷奶奶的。
That we can see that in this family，
让我们真是看我们在这个大的家庭里面。
In this church family，
在这个教会的大家庭里面。
We can learn how to love one another，
让我们真是在这里学习彼此，互相彼此相爱。
truly experience your love for us.
真是让我们经历你真正的你的对我们的真诚的爱。
It starts with our own life.
让我们自己的生命开始。
It starts in our own family.
让我们从我们自己的家庭开始。
And then it can change our church.
因为会改变你自己的教会。
And then our church can influence a change in our society, in our workplace.
你的教会会来改变这个社会和我们这个社区。
It's for your glory and honor that we pray.
我们祷告呢，奉你荣耀的名。
And may you dismiss us.
让
dismiss us with your blessing.
让我们这个整个的会众
有你
的祝福。
So that we can experience your love.
让我们能够真正的经历你的大爱。
When we are obeying you.
当我们在顺服你的时候。
Even when we disobey you.
当虽然在我们有的时候不顺服你的时候。
So that we can respond to you and confess our sins.
让我们能够回应你。我们能够认我们的罪
and seek your forgiveness.
我们求你的赦免
With this we pray.
我们为这个而祷告
and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们把一切的感恩
Amen.
现在的面前是奉主耶稣基督的圣名 Amen.